Okay, this is the clearest thing Anthropic's written about code in months.
Right? Finally, someone said it. Model is the weights, effort is the loop.
And it's not just think longer.
You.
It's how many files it reads. How far it chases a refactor before it taps out. That's the part I've been hand-waving for weeks.
And the weights are literally frozen. So when it hallucinates an API that doesn't exist,
yep.
That's the model, not the context. Context just steers within the weights.
I love that split. It's like they handed us the actual knobs.
Though the frozen framing bugs me a little.
Huh. Of course it does.
It's technically accurate, but it sounds like they're bragging about immutability.
Tyler, it's a blog post. They're allowed to brag.
Fair. And the defaults make sense. Opus 4.8, at default effort, apparently matches 4.7's results for similar token spend.
That's the kind of detail I'd bury in a parenthetical, but okay.
It's proof they're not just cranking the effort knob to juice benchmarks.
Speaking of which, wrong answer taxonomy. If it missed context it had, that's model. If it didn't even look, that's effort.
Exactly. And since all output is tokens, thinking, tool calls, the summary, effort is literally buying more of that loop. No magic.
This is the part that's going to save me from my own impulse to tweak everything per task.
Impulse control is a feature.
Says the guy who still hasn't forgiven GraphQL.
Unrelated. And still correct.
Sure, sure. Anyway, the install command's the same, right? curl-fssl. The link in the show notes.
Yep. And desktop, VS Code, JetBrains. All the usual spots.
Cool. So we're done. This is episode 613. And I'm weirdly relieved.